hate being sick.
Well, you sound better. K-E-8-R-U-H.
Yeah, good enough to go in, but still feel pretty you know what.
Yeah, I can imagine. It never shakes off easily, that's for sure.
Yeah, this one started in my chest. It had nothing else, just this thing in my chest causing me to cough so hard. It felt like I ripped something in my abdomen and slowly worked its way up. Now it's kind of in my sinuses and whatnot. So far it's avoided. I haven't had a sore throat. So that's good. Can't stand that. And I've been relatively clear-headed, but tired, man. Slept a lot, all Saturday, all Sunday, and quite a bit yesterday as well. Ah, well, on the road to recovery, I hope.
I thought I was coming down with something last Wednesday, Thursday, and, I don't know, I took a bunch of vitamins and zinc and shook it. Hopefully it doesn't come back. We'll see. But it wasn't, it didn't seem like what you're describing. I don't know, it was more of like a head cold, a lot of congestion. It may have just been allergies, honestly. I kept telling myself it was, but I always tell myself it's allergies.
W8RCY. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Yeah, this one was a little weird, the way it started. It was just something was stuck in my chest. That was it. There's no other symptoms, really. It's causing me to cough. Kind of weird how this one progressed. Anywho, enough on all that. So, what's up with you, Donald? Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Good to hear you back on the radio. And Anthony, good morning to you as well. Well, yesterday was the first day of demolition, restoration, reconstruction of my mouth, and a little sore, but in no pain. They were working way, way, way as far back as you can go into your mouth, and when you've never been, you know, probed, poked, whatever work they did back there with the use of dental tools that's never happened before, you feel it in your jaw, and, you know, I think they, like, knocked my jaw out of whack. But I'm doing good. I slept good last night. I'm up in no pain. The only thing I can't do is I can't eat for 3 days solid foods, and if I do, I got to chew on the opposite side. 2 weeks off, and then they start to work on the left side back to the front. So all the work they're doing is going to be basically from as far back in your mouth as you can go to the center, and that's pretty much it, but I'm doing good. No medications, no nothing. Just like I say, just a little soreness from all the pulling and yanking.
Dental work is the worst. I hate having them poke and prod my mouth. I've had them do it a little too much, as a matter of fact. Over to you, Sean.
Well, I think I said it when we were last talking about this. I can't tolerate it, period. It's not a don't like it, and I just, because of it, I don't go. And I had to. I had a tooth split in half way in the back, and the nerve was exposed, and it was excruciating, so I went into the dentist, and if they were trying to pull it, they were making, you know, it was worse. But I knew I had to get through it, you know, and I kept saying, I go, is there something you can do to just alleviate this pain? I go, every time you start, you know, working on it, I go, the pain is just excruciating. I mean, not just bad. It was unbearable. And so the third time he injected me, he must have hit the right spot. And then he went in there and he, you know, I felt him mumbling around. He pulled it out and he says, I go, maybe you're right. Maybe we just got to get a, you know, maybe I just got to go under, get a surgeon. He goes, no, I'm done. I go, what do you mean you're done? He goes, well, what did you do? He goes, I injected the ligament or something like that. I don't say, well, whatever it was you did, I go, just do that. I go, and then you can do every kind of work you want. First time ever in my life. I went to a dentist, and they were able to do major work without just excruciating pain. So I don't know if I've just had bad dentists or what, but as a result, I've gone so few, it's, you count on one hand the number of times I've been to a dentist in my life.
Yeah, I can agree with that. It is all in the dentist that you've had. I've only had three dentists in my lifetime, and four actually. One was temporary when I had to have some emergency work done. But, yeah, if they know how to hit the nerve, and the dentist I have now I've been working with, I started working with him prior to COVID, and my insurance wasn't that great. But now that I'm retired and everything else, I got far much better insurance. But when I went and saw him and consulted with him last week, had like 19, 20 x-rays of my mouth taken. Never had that many x-rays in my life, let alone in my mouth. We worked out a plan, and he's got it all drawn up, and we knocked off the first of about 10 things that have to get done yesterday. And then I have 2 weeks, and they do the left side all the way in the back, and then they just slowly work their way to the front and get everything done. But the key is, though, is to find a dentist who definitely has the experience and knows what they're doing, because I just open my mouth and say, have at it. And I was in a chair for about just under 3 hours and got home and some cotton work, you know, just pack it with cotton. Went to bed early, woke up about 11, took an ibuprofen, one, and I woke up at 5 this morning, and I feel great. But like I said, I can't eat or anything. So that's, you know, with the weight I've lost, I'm going to lose a lot more weight now. That's the advantage of it. But it's a blessing that I have the dentist that I have now, that's for sure.
Yeah, it definitely makes a difference who's doing the poking and prodding. Sean, I wonder if the one you had the last time was a, like an oral surgeon or a higher level dentist. And the minimal experience that I do have is when you get into those oral surgeons or somebody like that that is taking care of a nerve ending, those folks are usually pros, and they get it right the first time. They're not poking around and prodding. They get in there, they know right where to get you, to numb you, and get the job done. They're good, and they're looking to turn over business. So the more people they have in that chair, the more money they make. So they're not looking to mess around.
I don't know. The guy I went to was, he injected me twice before he got it right. And the third time was a charm. I don't mind the injections. I mean, I can handle pain. I can handle pain in my mouth. You know, and so, you know, he's poking around with the needles and all that stuff. It's all well and good, but he does all that and then nothing. There's absolutely no relief at all. It's just, it's excruciating. I'm like, well, what did you even bother with the needles with? Because, you know, I feel no difference. You know, and then he does it again. No difference. And then the third time, he hit whatever he needed to hit. You know, whatever it was that was causing all the trouble. And everything was smooth as silk. So that gives me hope that I can get work done. I know I'm going to need some work, that's for sure. I went into a dentist recently that I had to have a surgical extraction, and they identified I had three or four things that all had to be get done. And they did one of them really scaling type cleanings, which typically have bothered me in the past, but I wouldn't say I enjoyed it, but I mean, that was no problem at all. And so this dentist I went to last time was pretty good, but we'll see. What are you having done, Donald? I mean, you're just saying dental work, but you got to have that much work done over the course of this much time. Good grief, what's going on?
Well, a lot of it's neglect, you know, on my part. Transitioning from the working world to the retirement world and getting, you know, better dentistry. The stuff that you get when you retire was not as adequate as the dental stuff I have now. When I retired, I was on Blue Cross, and I'm now on Humana. And I have a better dental package and eye doctor care, too, because, as you recall, last year I had the eye surgeries done and for cataracts, and except for having prescription lenses put in versus just clear lenses and continue to wear glasses, my out-of-cost expense was $500. So far for my dental work, with all the stuff that we have planned, Humana's covering it 100%. I have zero out-of-pocket costs coming up. And that's one thing I haven't had in the last, like I say, close to 10, 12 years. I finally got a health care package with Humana that's doing a lot more for me. And I think that's the big key, as well as finding good eye doctors and, you know, dental people, these higher-end dental people. That's the key. Once you get that, it's a piece of cake. But a lot of it, though, for me is just neglect and improper dentistry that I had when I was in my younger days.
Okay, Warren dropped. Is it back?
I think so.
Yeah, dropped. I switched over to Mel Clemens real quick and caught everything, but for some reason Warren dropped. It does that every now and again. One day I'll have to look at that. But, that's the same with me. I need a bunch of stuff, and it's all because of neglect. And I have no excuse. I've had good dental my whole life. Mine was just fear of the chair. And I would critical before I'd even go in. It had to be beyond repair. So I've never had anything like a root canal or anything like that. I've had fillings. That's all I've had in cleanings. So, and so far I've not been told I need a root canal, but I don't know. I've got a tooth that's bothering me a little bit on the upper, in the back, on the uppers. And I've got to get that looked at. Anyhow, teeth, yuck. Go ahead, Anthony. I went on his turn here.
Hey, I got to hop out of the car. I'm going to run into a store real quick, so I'll catch up with you gentlemen later. This is KE8RUH.
At ADDF.
Yeah, right now I'm just sitting here in bed. I have a thing. It's not ice cold, and it's not warm water either. It's like tap water, as cold as you can get it with a straw. No coffee or anything like that. But, I got a guy now, so if you ever need any eye work, you know, for cataracts or anything like that, I got a guy. If you need any dental work done, I got a guy. If you need any radio work done, especially on Motorola, got a guy. He's on vacation still, I think, because I haven't heard from him. But then again, I haven't been on the radio much. So, yeah, for me, it's just basically a series of about 12 steps that it's going to be, or 12 procedures going now between now and the end of the year that I'll get this stuff done. And I've got 2 weeks to let some of the work done get done today. Some of it would have been done sooner between now and the 14th of October, but I have to travel down to Atlanta for the last race of the season, so there's a little bit of a delay there. No rush. There's no hurry to get this stuff done. Nothing is, you know, detrimental on a time frame, but it's just I've got the insurance. What can we do? The consultation, the x-rays, we drew up a plan, and we knocked out the first two steps. And that's pretty much what I'll be doing now, between now and the end of the year.
Morning, Dakota. Go ahead.
Morning, gents. Jumping in the rotation here. Run a little bit behind. I had to get some gas and disconnect my trailer, so I'm on the road.
Roger. Well, good morning. How's the new DMR radio going when it comes back around? We're discussing dental work this morning. Well, I started off with my being sick, coming out of, then switched to dental work and all that other good stuff. It's like the piss bag net, a bunch of old men talking about their aches and pains. Donald?
Okay, so we'll switch from Sean's illness, my dental work, to Dakota's experiencing world of DMR. I just started looking at Winlink. I have no intentions of getting into it, but I started looking at Winlink and what it's all about and how they're going to be using it with the emergency services thing. So I'm just looking at that to learn. But Dakota, how are you doing with DMR so far?
Morning. I'm kind of at the same spot I was about a year ago. Got my radios programmed. They work. Really where I'm at. my open spot works. I got my 9600 on my desk working and my 8/7/8 all programmed. So it's usable. My full understanding isn't totally there yet, but I haven't taken any extra time really to get the time slots and all that stuff. But from what I've gathered, it's really just there's basically two repeaters and one depending on what time slot you're on.
Yeah, that's a way to look at it. You know, time slot one, time slot two, and certain things are on one. You gotta have the secret Captain Crunch decoder ring to tell you what's on one and what's on two. It's pretty easy if you're on the MI5 network because they only run statewide one and statewide two, and then the event 1, 2, 3, and 4. So it's not a whole lot to remember. But if you get on a MMDVM based repeater or one of the other ones, it can be a little confusing knowing what goes where, what slot. I don't even know who's running a full-blown MMDVM-based DMR repeater anymore. I think the Bro guys were, and Warren. And then I thought Colin was, but he lost his internet. So I don't even know who the heck's running a full-blown DMR machine anymore. And I shouldn't say full-blown, that's a mischaracterization. An MMDVM or one of the ones would be all the different talk groups worldwide and statewide and TGIF and all these other talk groups that are allegedly active out there. But, yeah, like I said, I don't know who's got anything like that up and running. Is the Warren, do you know, is the double nickel and Warren, not double nickel, that's the analog machine. Anyhow, the DMR machine co-located with the double nickel, is that one an MMDVM with all the different talk groups?
I think you're asking me. I don't know. I haven't looked at that one. I forgot that one even existed, honestly, because it's kind of standalone. I'll put that in this afternoon and check it out. But time slots 1 and 2, they still use the same color code of the machine, though, right? Because the offset, the frequency, and the color code are basically PL and whatnot.
Yeah, time slot, or, you know, frequency, offset, color code, that's all the same. You know, and then you have to just figure out what talk group you want to use, then you have to know which time slot it's on. So you program for that time slot in that particular talk group. Or, you know, a lot of the radios now, you can have a slot one and you can go through and pick, you know, all the talk groups that are good on slot one. Or you could go to slide, you know, it might even be different from there. But I know, like with my 8/7/8, I have a slot one and a slot two programmed into my radio, and then I can pick, you know, with whatever slot one or slot two talk group. You know, I need, but I program two channels for every repeater, and then I just directly punch in the time, you know, the talk group I need. You just have to remember, again, you have to remember what talk group's on which time slot and then go to the appropriate memory channel for that time slot. Anywho, am I early today? Donald?
Well, Dakota, I've been a licensed amateur now for about a year. I have the DMR system with Modal Turbo. I understand that system, and I'm still learning these other DMR systems and stuff. Dr. Wally put a system in. I'm not on my Modal right now, so I can't tell. I can't look at exactly what it was. But they have these talk groups, and one is worldwide and stuff like that, and you have to disconnect from it and so on and so forth. So I'm still learning that, and, that's where I get a little bit confused on some of it, and I wonder why you put it in there. But, you'll have fun with it. So it's a little bit different than the Motorola and Motor Turbo that I got a full explanation on when I had my radios done. How many years ago was that now? But anyway, it's a work in progress, and I'm slowly learning it. And now I'm challenging myself, though I'm not really a true member of the Palm County RPSC, I do like to listen and follow and learn, and they're working with WinLink, so I'm trying to get an understanding of what that's all about. May never use it, but at least I'll know what they're talking about.
NADBF. WinLink's a sticker I don't have either. I still have not even tried to do it, but I've got a handful of radios that I know can, so that's something I gotta check out one day. Sean, that's kind of my gray area. That's the part that I'm not fully understanding is the talk groups and the time slots. I imagine I can program them in the radio with the correct time slot. Currently my radio is programmed, my 9600 will have, for example, Mount Clemens time slot 1, Mount Clemens time slot 2. So I imagine I could just program the associated talk groups with their time slots to those frequencies and just scroll through those talk groups on the correct talk time slot. God, it's confusing.
Yeah, that's right, though. That's exactly right. So, you know, you just have two slots, and so you have two entries in your radio, and then you just have to know which talk groups work on the one and which talk groups work on the other. So it's not so hard with the MI5 stuff because, you know, there's not that much. In fact, unless you're involved in an event, pretty much it's just statewide 1 or statewide 2, and pretty obvious which one's on 1 and which one's on 2. iced shaken espresso, pumpkin cream cold brew, iced pumpkin cream chai. Man, they got some weird stuff here. Iced pecan crunch oatmeal latte. Nah, probably all got 1,000 calories.
You say something had oatmeal in it, too? That sounds like a full breakfast. And since I'm eating liquid foods right now, I'm not going to eat baby food. I'll eat liquid foods. That sounds interesting. I'm going to hop out and see if Anthony's back. Are you back with us, Anthony? And then hand it over to Dakota. Yeah.
Just hop back in the car. I'll be in the car for like 5 minutes here, so maybe one or two go-rounds. But, yeah, K8RUH, I am back. I heard you guys just chatting a little DMR and a little bit of WinLink, and I'm glad to see everybody else is learning as they go, too, because it can be confusing, and then you got a breakthrough, and then it's confusing again. So I think it was over to Dakota.
Well, it wouldn't be fun if it was easy, so this is the one UHF-VHF thing that I was always completely lost on, so I think I've got a decent enough grasp on it now. It's cool, too. It's cool when there's activity. Doing a hotspot's one thing, bouncing all over to private talk groups or reflectors or whatever digital mode you're on. It's fun, but it's more fun talking to people in the area using a new mode. I've been on the worldwide and, you know, talked to dudes in the UK on Fusion, whatever, great, but that's not for me. If I want to do that, I'll play HF.
Sorry, I had to order, and I wanted to get, since I'm not feeling well, I'm going to be naughty and get something fancy and then gussy it up and use my points to get it for free. So I ordered this fancy schmancy drink and I put a bunch of extra espresso in it. Came up at $10. I'm getting a $10 coffee this morning. Of course, I won't pay for it, but that'll...
Well, there you go. You deserve it after being under the weather for 4 days, 5 days, whatever. Yeah, you need to treat yourself a little bit and, you know, get your mojo back, I guess you could say. But, yeah, definitely. So it's even more expensive than one white mocha chocolate thing that I get. Thank you. I think it's like... but then again, I gussied it up a little bit. So we're right around $9 for just one of mine. So you beat me this time. And that's not even a venti, I don't think. I think you could, I don't know what size you would get with what you ordered, but yeah, if you did that every day, definitely it would be quite expensive. Anything else, eh?
Dakota, I forgot to send you my email address last night. When I get out of the car, I'll do that. And then also send me yours. I'll send you what I put together so far for this Anytone. I think it's a good base. I have, like, everything in there and the roaming groups. So it may be helpful, it may not, but it could get you a little bit further than you are right now. But to your point, when it comes to, like, the hotspot or using anything other than the Central Michigan network and the statewide one, statewide two, and then having the event channels in there, just because I can program them in there, I don't understand this DMR stuff at all yet. So I couldn't even figure out if I wanted to how to get into the worldwide or anything like that. So I got a long way to go. Over to you, Dakota.
Sean, I don't know if you're in range, but check out UMP. Sounds like there's either interference or some warbling on the transmit. It just sounds funky. I'm on Warren now. Hopefully I'm making it. I'm Romeo Plank in 27. A little detour this morning because of an accident on 53, but yeah, Anthony, just keep dabbling, man. That's the fun of it. Just talking to my wife. I'm like, I need to start doing some POTA stuff again. I miss that. I miss trying new antennas and all that crap, so... That's the fun of it. It's not as fun once you get it all licked.
I'm on UMP now, and but I'm right underneath it. I don't hear anything, so I wonder if it's local interference or something. You got your way. And, Anthony, was that code plug that I sent you, was that of any use or any help? I got it from, I think, Randy. And just doctored up my own zone and never really played with it or looked at it or anything like that. So I, you know, like, I know he was knowledgeable, you know, and knew his stuff, so I just assumed everything in there was right.
WA-C mobile.
The person that jumped in, I'll acknowledge that I heard you. it's like with me. I mean, I'm studying to take... a general test, but will I take the general? Probably not. But the one thing the late Professor Don taught me or discussed with me is learn antennas and antenna systems like wire antennas and so on and so forth. So again, it's just like with Winlink and DMR. It's just all education for me. And I just want to continue to learn about things like Winlink, and which I just started reading about this morning before we all jumped on the air. That breaking station, go ahead. This is W8RCY.
W8NSP.
Good morning, group.
Dakota, you sound fine. I'm on the FBI as well. The one machine, so probably jump in there and say that. I'll go in the rotation there. I think it goes to you and then Sean, so I'll see you for the next couple rounds.
Yeah, I'm on it now. It sounds fine. It was either local or it was Anthony coming in wherever he was at, but it did sound funky for a handful of transmissions there, so I'm assuming it was where I was at.
If I'm up, go, because I was in the drive-through line here. What happened?
I still got you. There was some, that interference came back, though.
All right, I'm just turning on our side street here, a little ahead of schedule this morning, but that's all that sleep I got. I did nothing but sleep Saturday, Sunday, even yesterday I was sleeping a lot, so first day back to work, I'm like raring to go, first alarm goes off and spring right up.
Did everyone, did UMP disconnect from the rest of the world?
No, I was waiting.
I haven't heard nothing since I asked Anthony about the code plug I sent. Then I did have to turn it down while I was ordering at the McDonald's. And when I turned it back up, I heard nothing.
Having 4 days in the office is odd for me. Not fun. Yesterday was busy. Roast was crap. And got a lot done, though. Gone.
There we go. We must have disconnected because Dakota and I were on the UMP talking to each other and saying, where'd everybody go? And then all of a sudden I heard Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. You can tell summer's over when Tuesdays and Wednesdays are horrible on the road. Everybody's back out.
Well, I'm going to say good morning, and I'm at the shop, so I'm going to get out of here and get inside. I'll get the radio on back on when after I get inside again. And Anthony, if you answered me on the code plug, I didn't hear it because UMP disconnected from the rest of the network. But I am pulling into my parking spot, so I will be back in a few after I get inside. W8SU. I don't have any idea who gets it next, so I'll send it to Donald.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to check out now. I got to get my day started, and I'll have to call the dental office and let them know they asked for a follow-up call this morning after all the construction work and demolition and what do I call it? I call it demolition, reconstruction, and restoration work that has now commenced and will be ongoing for the next 3 months. So first round done. Like I say, I'm pretty much pain-free but sore because your mouth and your jaw doesn't move around that much, you know, and they've never gone that far back in my mouth in my lifetime. So jaw hurts a little bit from that, but as far as the dental work, I'm pain-free, so that's the biggest blessing of all. Everybody have a great day. Nick, welcome to the conversation. I can't remember if we've ever talked before. First name is Donald, W8RCY. Everybody have a great day.
John, Donald, have a good day. Anthony, if you're clear, are you still here? Well, all right then.
I'm still here, Dakota.
94 and change heading to office. Yay.
I didn't forget about you. Don't worry. I just knew those guys were clearing out. I am stuck at 23 in Garfield because there was a accident on M53 this morning, and I made it about 4 miles from my house before I got rerouted.
I was wondering if I was going to have to reroute myself a few minutes ago. There was a pickup truck blocking the left lane right near Chalmers. 94, there's nowhere to go. And I saw it red, and I'm like, I had to push it. How long ago? Once I got past that, it's been fine. There's a ton of people. We go back to where nobody's on the road. I like that way much better.
It was one of the most annoying things to live through, but driving during COVID was as close to driving through an apocalypse as you're going to get. It was awesome. I remember my commutes to work at that time where I didn't really have to pay attention on the road. I kind of just drove.
So the car kind of had autopilot where the car would just drive you there, but, you know, now it's like, even yesterday, I usually don't go to the office on Mondays, but with the phone project this week, Motorola's in town, so I was at the office. I'm like, wow, I don't usually come in on Mondays, now I know why I don't.
Motorola's in town? I didn't get the email.
Oh yeah, they're in the state. They're in four of our dispatch centers.
I just said that because I'm kind of like the Motorola geek of this group of guys. W8RCY. Everybody, great day.
You're the Motorola geek?
Coded to disconnect again.
No, I'm here. There was another, I think, came in super light, like a robot.
Was that me on my Cisco?
I'd wager.
Dakota, I'm about ready to land here at the at the office, so I'm going to call it a day here and back out this afternoon. Not sure what time it is. Hopefully it's 2:30-ish. And keep traffic home, so. You have a good rest of the drive to wherever you're headed, and we'll maybe catch you this afternoon. W8 NFC.
All right, sounds good. I'm about 5 minutes out here. Driving through Macomb Township's never easy, so it hasn't been moving very fast. But I will be, unfortunately, still in the office at that time, so you have a safe trip home. And maybe I'll catch you out here another morning. NADBF, Sean, you still out here?
Ah, yes. Eating my sausage McMuffin with egg. Why is the yolk green?
I won't keep you. Enjoy your breakfast. I'm almost there. I just wanted to double check. That was you that came in on the Cisco that sounded all funky?
Yeah, I'm guessing that's what it was. I heard Donald say something about he's the Motorola geek, and I went, and I keyed up, and I said, you're the Motorola geek? So, he should take a gander in Nick's truck. Anyhow, I think you got a little ways to go to be considered a Motorola geek amongst this crew.
But I have to start somewhere.
The only Motorolas I have, embarrassing enough, are FRS, but I'll tell you what, they are going on 6 years old and have been completely abused and not taken care of, and the batteries still work, and they still work, and they were like $75 for the pair, so I'll give them that. But, all right, guys, I'm making my last turn here. I'm going to clear out. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. Everyone have a good day. NADBF.
Yep, just sitting down, firing up my computer, seeing what the day is, especially since I missed yesterday. So I'll be listening. W8 of you.
You had to mention sausage McMuffin with egg. That is my go-to at McDonald's, and now I can't have one for at least 4 days because I can't eat solid food. Oh, gosh. Now I'm going to be suffering different way today. Hunger pains. All right, W-A-R-C-Y, I am gone for now. Take care, everybody.
Well, maybe a good day to go to that, what's that place that does the shakes? Not shakes, but energy drinks. I don't know, what do you, tropical smoothie? Smoothies. We'll get a tropical smoothie. Anyhow, that was the worst egg sausage egg McMuffin I ever had. The egg was all green and didn't taste like it was fully heated. That was not a very good. I do like sausage McMuffin with egg, but I threw almost half that one out. Disappointing. Maybe it's just because I'm still getting over this, whatever it is. Later, W8FU.
Thank you for the recommendation on tropical smoothie, and if my sausage muffin with egg was green, I'd probably pass on it as well. W8RCY. No more button talk. I mean, no more PTT stuff. I gotta get my day going.
Yeah, we got another coworker and I we met up, there wasn't anything down here. And so we took a run in Sebewing, Bay City, Midland. And we're looking like, we'll be fine. You know, the snowstorm, whatever, is going to be the south of us, so we should be good because it was going through the middle of the state. Well, we thought wrong. By the time we got to one area, I could barely see him in front of me, and it was two tracking all the way up M25 into Sebewing. It was bad. You know, we drove right into the heart of the storm.
Yeah, there were times driving home from school, and it was, you know, literal whiteout conditions. And couldn't see, you know, 10 feet in front of me. And that was, those were not fun trips home. The worst is out in Iowa when we were living out there. The wind would just be ripping across the plains, and all down I-80, you'd have semi-trucks in the ditches, and I don't know, we went home one day right after a big storm, we're coming back to Michigan, and it was, you know, every couple hundred feet, there's a semi in the ditch, cars in the ditch, and rollover, everything's still there because they hadn't cleaned it up yet, and, like, we weren't riding on the road, there was like an inch of ice packed on the road that we weren't even seeing the asphalt.
Yeah, those aren't fun days for me by any means. I don't like driving in heavy snow, especially on the freeway because you got all the people in front of you and around you that they're idiots. You know, so you're trying to go slow and they're flying through. I had one guy, driver, he had a really nice car, almost like a Roadrunner, older, you know, 70s model kind of thing. I was on 94 going home, and he comes up, and then he rips past me, you know, and then he gasses it up, and there's a bunch of kids or something, but they're acting like idiots. They had a patch of black ice on the bridge, they did a 360 right in front of me, and then they smacked into the guardrail.
I had one wing getting the kids from daycare, and it was going up 94, and there was one of the newer calendars that we make the rear wheel drive, and he's those S curves like by was it just before Metro Parkway, like between Shook Metro Parkway? There's a couple S curves there. He's just sitting there just spinning circles because he couldn't get traction on the middle of the highway. It wasn't on purpose. It just, you know, it just spun out and just could not get going again.
Yeah, one guy hit me on 696. He was doing about 50 when he slammed into me. Luckily, I don't do full pressure braking. You know, I always enough brake to keep the vehicle from moving. And this guy hit me, moved me forward. That was a few hours in ER as they did a whole bunch of tests. I was fine, but, you know, because it was a company vehicle and stuff, I had to get checked out.
Oh, yeah, I got to keep the insurance companies happy. Yeah, actually, it was the sun in the eyes. Just right in front of Great Lakes Crossing here, it slows down. Come around the corner, the sun's in your eyes.
Of the big backup. Oh, yeah, that great big ball in the sky. Yeah. There's no clouds. It's kind of bright out. And the thing is the sun visors aren't really sun visors because you still got those little areas that likes to peek through in the cracks right in the middle of your eyeball.
Sunglasses, and I pretty much wear them all the time. Every time I'm driving, it's like I've got them on. Once it gets dark out, I mean, even when it's just really overcast, it's still bright enough. It hurts the eyes as they go on. But, the time of the year, you gotta keep flipping the sun visor up and down as you go around corners and come out of trees and whatnot.
That's what you need to design. You need to design two visors, one on the front, one on the side, where it just folds down or pulls down or something like that. That would be neat. KKKKO.
They've done that before. I don't remember who, but I know they've done that before. They built it into the same visor, if I remember right. You flip down the one, and then there's like another one that slides and that hinges out of it, so you can do the side too. I know I've seen them, or maybe they put like two of them there. But I know they've done that.
Yeah, I think I had I think it was in one of the trucks that my kids had that had that little flight out. I remember using it, but I can't remember which vehicle it was in.
Yeah, some of them had a little slider that the window is, or if it, you know, your side window's bigger than the visor or whatever, they'll have a little thing that slides out so that it'll cover more area of it. Yeah, I know I've seen where they hinge so you can get the side and the front. Yeah, I'm about to go underground, so I'll say 7-3, ABOA.
Yeah, I figured you were getting close. All right, Lance, have a good day at work. Talk to you probably on the way home or something like that. 73-KC-KJO.
Hear things. NAWRO WAVD. NAWRO WAVD.
WDA-KLL.
W8FU, AB, KBR.
WD8KLO. WAPD.
KPR.
WDAKLO.
Yeah, WDAKLO. KPR. I think I've talked to you before. Fresh my memory.
Yeah, how you doing, Phil? My name's Greg. Up here, Grand Blanc area, off the Holly repeater.
Okay, I got a little burp in your audio there for a second. Did you say Brett?
No, it's Greg.
Oh, Greg. Oh, yeah, okay, now I remember. Yeah, very good, Greg. Oh, man. Being the center of some very bad news, I guess. That's a terrible story.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I was just in the old barber shop here in the town, and was kind of, someone told the story of the DNR officer that was there, was actually in the church, and left the church after he plowed through the front and went out and got his gun and took care of business.
Oh, wow, that's very fortunate. I don't know, you've got that always attitude, oh, well, it's always somewhere else until it's here.
Yeah, I never would have thought it would have happened in my town, but yeah, it's everywhere. I think everybody should protect themselves these days.
Yeah, I always kind of point out that it seems like all these things happen in places where they don't allow anybody to carry protection.
Yeah, that's why they target these churches and sporting events and school shootings and all that. That's, I was surprised there was nobody that had a weapon there, but that's the reason.
Yeah, well, I know, I'm a member of a temple, and our big holiday's coming up in a couple of days, and when I know we have armed people undercover in the place, so I feel somewhat secure, but not totally.
Yeah, I hear you there. So yeah, I'm a CPL holder, and I've been laxing as far as carrying. That kind of hit home and woke me up. I said, you know what, I'm just going to make sure I'm packing all the time now.
Yeah, I thought about doing and getting that. I've only been gone shooting a couple times, three times, to be really honest. I kind of enjoyed it. I don't know, I just never took the next step. I haven't thought about it. You know, I live in what's considered a very safe town. There's, you know,
usually the biggest offense is somebody blew a stop sign. But like it's obvious what happened here, you never know.
Yeah, yeah, you're right about that. You never know, that's for sure. It's you know, I never thought we'd have a tornado in my town either. Well, we just had one of those last year. Tornado went through Grand Blanc and tore up the, you know, it didn't really go through the whole town or nothing, but we had a pretty good devastation over here.
Yeah, it's amazing, you know, this Michigan used to be part of Tornado Alley, as they called it. I don't think it is anymore. Tornado Alley is more in south and west now. But, you know, the climate has changed, and we just don't get them that often anymore. We're not having them spoiled. The big one that went through Leslieville a number of years ago, my parents were right at that intersection when it went through at a shopping center. The windows blew out. My dad jumped on top of it and covered my mother. They were shopping at the time. He got a piece of shrapnel in his car fender. You know, so it was right there.
Oh, wow. What year was that?
I'm thinking, let me think here. 75, maybe?
Okay, yeah, we had one go through here, Flint, about that time, if I remember right.
Yeah, I remember actually, I think it was a really big one, I think, went through Flint. Devastating one, the day I was born, I think. 1953, I think it was a real massive one.
Yeah, that was before my time. I was born in 62, or 64, so before my time.
Yeah, well, of course, it was right at the beginning of my time, so I have no recollection of it, but my parents told me about it.
What is the frequency of your repeater there, Phil?
It's 442.5, KPL. But it's going to be coming down in next week for a while until we relocate it.
Okay, I don't believe I've ever even tried to hit it from where I'm at. I don't know if I can or not.
You probably can. I know Lance, the wire uses it quite a bit, and I think he's out here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know Lance. He's in Flushing, so, yeah, he's even further north there.
Yeah, I think it does pretty well out there, but like I said, it's, we're getting a new location, which will even be better out there, although it's out that way. So if it comes to fruition.
Yeah, I just use the Holly. It's one of mine right now. It seems to work pretty decent, and then the 444-600 is in Flint, so I've got two I can get to that connect to the FBI.
Yeah, that's a lot of coverage areas. Still need to fill in a few gaps, I know down the southwest in the spot, and in the southeast, so I think we got the north and the west covered pretty good. Well, when this goes down, the west will be lacking for a while.
Well, all right, Phil. Well, good chatting with you today here. I'm just coming in my driveway here. I'm running some gears, so maybe we'll chat with you again. WD8KLL, I'll be clear after yours.
Okay, Greg, 7-3. Yeah, I noticed it's a new call for me. So, catch you later. Have a great day. This is Kilo 8 Copper Radio.
Station 773, WIUG, Boyd 8.
Wrong frequency, Jack.
I was just going to say the same thing. K8, are you?
Yepers. But he's legal. He's allowed to be here. So he can say that. Anyhow, what's up, Anthony?
Not much. You're sounding even better than this morning. How you feeling?
Actually a little rough right now, but okay, I got through. It was a challenge at times. I debated going home once or twice, but we got through. I mean, it's all moving in the right direction.
Well, that's good. I'm sure you're just absolutely worn out after vegging for a few days and being sick.
Yeah, and the compound things, you think you'd have a quiet day, but today was like the day we had to switch from, they're pulling us completely off of the Google ecosystem and transferring us over to the Microsoft One 365, OneDrive, that whole system. It's been coming for some time, and they've been working on it, and there's been phases, and there's been all sorts of stuff, but our go-live was today. And of course, nothing was, working as we expected, and so that just was compounding my headache. I think we see some light at the end of the tunnel here at the end of the day, but, not for a lot of grief.
I can't imagine the headache that must be, considering it's not just going from Google to Microsoft. There's a billion other programs that have integrated with that stuff that I can't even imagine.
Yeah, we're used to doing things a certain way. We had our Google Drive, we would just share files in the drive. And my office gal, she had wrote this program that was amazing. It was really just an Excel spreadsheet, but it created this whole work order with macros and all sorts of, pull-down, drop-downs and stuff. And so it was all automated, everything was dependent upon the targets that existed. And of course, those all broke. And so all that has to be redone. She's been working on that all day. And then, they wanted me and her being subject matter experts. So we kind of got introduced to this a few weeks back. But they didn't bring the rest of the crowd in until this last week. And so now nothing's, so we got to have access to this. Just share it with them. And here we're waiting all day. I shared something with them this morning when we discovered they couldn't do it. Still couldn't do it when I left. And, it could take hours or even days, before it, propagates. I'm like, well, is this going to be for everything? We use this real time. Like, somebody's in the field and they say, I need these files to do this job. Somebody drops them in there and they're supposed to, boom, they're supposed to have them. This will not work if there's some major lag time, even a half hour is untenable. No, after they're established, then it'll be, pretty much on the spot. I don't know. I hope so.
Well, I'm no subject matter expert, but I can tell you from years of Microsoft Office Suite use, it is instant. And maybe there is something to just getting everybody connected to everything that is going to be a headache for the short term. But we drop things into SharePoint and shared documents and use them live and have multiple people populating. And yeah, it's your experience should be the same as Google, just different, you know, different images, different GUI, and that kind of stuff. But yeah, it should be totally the same user experience.
Well, that's what we're told, and I'm hoping that's the case. I think you just got to get them. SharePoint's the thing we were battling with when I left today. Myself and my office person, they, you know, we are both on the SharePoint, which everything's going to, you know, that's going to be the anchor. Everything's going to be there. We got three major things. We've got our whole invoicing system, work orders and whatnot. That has to be in that. Then we've got all of our templates and archives for the radios. That has to be in that SharePoint. You know, and then, of course, just all the software and files and things that we generally share amongst us, which is probably the least important, but, you know, important just the same. And so I went to get those guys on that SharePoint drive this morning. I popped them all on there. And they're still not there as of this afternoon when they all left, you know, when I left. So we'll see tomorrow when I get in whether they're on there. But I'm hoping once they're there, because it does seem like when I do something, Rosa sees it. When she does something, I see it. So we see fairly immediate. And so it does seem like it's fairly immediate. I just got to get them to see the damn SharePoint. Right now I have to share a link with them, and it's really cumbersome and a pain in the butt. So, and then the macros, because you know, there's computers that are on the enterprise land, and then there's our computers, which aren't allowed on the enterprise land because of the work we do. And so, you know, there's some tricks into getting all the macros working and everything, and the storage locations and all that stuff. So Rosa's battling with that as I left. So yeah, it's just a royal pain. But I think we'll be okay. There were a lot of problems when we first started out this morning that have already evaporated. You know, and oh my God, the stuff had transferred over. I had just hundreds and hundreds of these meaningless files with underscore after underscore. You know, like if, you know, if it didn't know a character, it would put an underscore in front of it. Well, how come I have it over and over and over again? You know, the first one has 50 underscores and then the file name, and then the next one has 49 underscores and the file name, and the next one has 48, you know, and I got 50 of those, and they're all the exact same thing, and I've got just thousands of them. It's like the transition process wasn't very good.
Yeah, that stuff is always a headache. It's never fun. It's just cumbersome the whole time, and then one day you'll just forget, and it'll just work like it's supposed to, hopefully. So, I don't know. It's terrible. I've been there. Hey, I got to run into the post office real quick. I'll be right back. I'll call back out when I get back in the car.
Well, I would imagine it's something you guys do at your place sometimes. Looks like the Warren dropped again. Are we back?
I just went over there and keyed it, and again, it kicked back, so I don't know. But it seems like it's working.
Well, right in the middle of Anthony talking, it dropped. Well, I don't know where he went, but anyhow. So much fun. Anthony, you back?
Well, I'm on the note, and I heard him say, maybe because he dropped off on you, I heard him say he had to leave his car for a minute and he'd be right back. So that's probably the part that dropped. But other than that, like this morning when I went and checked it, it was working. So it's dropping, though, for some reason, because it's happening. But with me being on the note, it bypasses my signal, and it works fine. WERCY.
Hey, I'm back, guys. Yeah, I don't know. I felt like it dropped out, but, yeah, I just had to run into the post office. Sorry about that, Sean.
Yeah, well, the repeater had dropped right when you said that, so I didn't catch it. So I was wondering what happened, but yeah, it's the second time. It only drops until whoever's talking on keys, and then it resets. But, you know, you missed the tail end of what they said, pain in the air. If you catch it quick enough, you can switch over to one of the other repeaters real quick and hear it. But no, I was saying that with your line of work, you probably run into transitioning people, you know, onto new stuff all the time. You know, you're more transitioning old systems onto new gear.
USKG658, signal check, over.
Experienced that a few times as well with what you do.
Yeah, I do. Somebody doubled with you, Sean, looking for a signal check. Whoever that was out there, we heard you. But, you know, you got to wait for a gap there. Somebody was talking. Yeah, Sean, I see that all the time in hardware, and that can be just as awful as changing software. People store stuff, on their desktop and not in the cloud, and it really turns into a nightmare. Calling station, if you are still out there, go ahead.
I don't know what it is, Anthony. It's a holdover from GMRS or something. These noobs get on here, and in the middle of a conversation, they think they can ask for a radio check. It's like, Jesus Christ, get a light, man.
Yeah, you know, I have some apathy for their inexperience, but at the same time, you know, you wouldn't go barge into a conversation and ask a question that didn't pertain to the conversation or add to it. Like, there's an easy way to figure out if your radio is working, and it's join the conversation. I think, you know, we've had 5, 6, 7 people in rotation in some of our morning conversations, and it's like, you know, you don't have to ask for a signal check. You can just be part of the conversation. I don't know. It's a little frustrating and detract from the conversation, but, you know, everybody's got to learn. It's a tough one to stomach, though. K8RUH.
Yeah, I don't mean to be an ogre about it, but, God, I've been hearing more and more of it lately. It's like, just radio checks in general. It's like, you know, they're so unnecessary. Just keep your radio up and give your call, and somebody will come back and say, you know, usually say your call. Say, you know, what's up? You know, and you say, you know, I just got this new radio in my car, and I thought I'd check it out. Oh, okay. You know, some guy did that the other day, and I went, thank you! Thank you! That's how you do it! You know, but, you know, and it's not, you know, and I don't mean to get on any particular person, but somebody's got to tell them, you know, so otherwise I'll be going around first personaling and radio check-in and all that other groovy stuff.
Yeah, like you said, we've all had new radios. We've all had, I've been doing it a ton with this DMR, like, updating the code plug, changing things, trying to get into different repeaters, but, you know, it's, hey, got a new, this is K8RUH, put a new code plug in, trying to test it out, is anybody copying me, thank you, you know, there's, like, decorum to it, I guess, I don't know, like I said, man, we all started out somewhere, and without other people to guide us to what we know today, we wouldn't be there. Just got to really hope that some of these new guys coming in will pick up on the fact that that's kind of how things work in ham, that you start a conversation. You don't just throw it out there and move on.
NWJL. What's up, Jay? Hey, Jay, put your finger on that microphone button a little bit longer. We're not quite catching it all. What's up?
Okay, is this good?
Yeah, a little better. Dump it on in.
Just done, right?
Uh-huh.
because I've been listening for a while, and you know, several weeks, a month, whatever, man. I'm hearing that you're sort of involved in that other system. What is it called? I can't even think MRS or whatever those that frequency there.
Yeah, first of all, Jay, what frequency are you on right now? Because if you go to the 142.175 downtown Detroit, you'll probably be rock solid with us.
I know you got about a few great systems. Yeah, but, I don't have that program. This radio, I have a program on a lot of the radio, but I had to send it in.
Well, it's a little challenging. You got a lot of noise, a lot of popcorn on you, but I'm hearing you well enough. I just figured if you had TJ's machine in there, we'd be hearing you crystal clear and gloteous. All the wonderfully gloteous J-tones. But you were asking about GMRS, I think. But what can I tell you?
What I want to know is, I've heard a lot of people with those radios sort of be talking on a ham band. And what I'm asking you is, do some of those radios, do they have, like, GMRS, they have, you can be able to program those radios on a ham band as well, but...
Yeah, Jay, it's kind of the, Bofangs are the scourge of the earth. They're cheap, so every dummy can buy one. You know, you don't have to be very on the ball to get your hands on one. You just get on eBay and press the little button, and, $25 later, you got a shiny handheld radio that can go all over the place, and, and then they get their toothless friend that fixed the toaster once to figure out how to program it, and next thing you know, they're all over the place. And if they can barely figure out that, how do you expect them to know where they can talk and where they can't? Then they get upset when they tell them they can't talk here. But, yeah, that's a scourge of the earth, man, and we got to deal with it.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I was just telling you, because I heard several people with that radio on the ham band, and I know this one guy, he got really upset, but, at first I thought he was a ham, but his number started off with W, something. I thought, oh, wow, he might be an old one, that W call sign, but then he had two numbers in the call sign. I was like, oh, no, this guy's not a ham, so then I realized, I've heard other people probably tell him, he's a ham. I'm only just like you guys. I paid my license just like you did. So it was just a big nut. So like I said, every now and then I do hear one of those guys on the ham band. Well, I was wondering, how was he doing it? And he just played those radios that you get on the ham band as well. Okay.
Hey, Sean, I just pulled in the driveway. I'll catch up with you in the morning. This is KEARUH. Have a great evening.
All right, Anthony. Yeah, we'll chat. And it's all good. But, Jay, the best thing we can do is just not talk to him in any way, shape, or form, not even acknowledge him. And if they, I have zero tolerance anymore. I hear anything, they get about 30 seconds, and then I don't care anymore. I just turn the repeaters off. I don't care. And they can stay off. I could care less. And I don't care. And I just, that's, I think, just the best way to deal with it. Just don't address them. Don't talk to them. Don't say nothing. And if they, key up once, what George Bush say, fool me once, don't fool me again, whatever, how he monkey that one up. They key up once,
you know, shame on me. You key up twice, shame on me, I should say. You know, so I just shut them down. So that's all you can do. We live in a world of cheap Chinese radios and people that are still there entitled. Where'd you go, Jay? All righty then.
You still there, Sean? Southbound radio line is acting up. All right, Sean, you still hear me? Thanks for the info. NAWGO.
What you gonna do?
Well, just like you said, don't talk to them. But I was trying to figure out what was going on. Because I'm hearing a bunch of bootleggers out there, too, talking about, they talk to one another. And all of a sudden, you might hear somebody say, hey, John, can you hear me? Over. And the other one says, yes, I can hear you. Over. So I waited about 10 minutes to see if they're going to throw their calls out there, and they never did. So then I said, well, hey, you guys got call signs? And then, boom, I don't hear them no more. So, all right, you have a good day. And he goes, yeah.
All right, good hearing you, Jay. Like I said, don't be a stranger. If you get a chance to make breakfast, drop in and let us know you'll be coming so we save a spot for you, and look forward to seeing you. Haven't seen you in a while.
Okay, John. That other frequency is 442-175 with a PL of 107.2.
I'm pretty sure that's the PL. That's the frequency, yes. 442-175. I think it's 107.2, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Okay, I'll find out. I had it in my other radio for my Yuzu, but I don't know. It's something happened, and I had to send it in yesterday to Yuzu, so I probably won't see that radio for probably about a month or so. All right, 73, see you. And there you go, Jeff.
All right, yeah, because the 2.5 is going to be going down shortly, and even if we do get it up, it's probably not going to be, it's going to be a little further from you. So it won't be any better. You never know. It's better sight, but we'll see. Lots got to happen, though. But it'll probably be going down before it goes up. So we'll, just timing. So that's a good one to have in your Ray video. Now that CJ's got that one back percolating, that one will be perfect for you. Catch you later, NAWJL, W8FU.
All right, that'll be free, NAWJL.
Sean, you still there? Got a question for you, KP here.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah, do you have the other radio with you? Okay, you want to meet me over there? Okay, Peter.
Oh, you sound so much better, KJKJL.
Listening back over here, Sean?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, I just had my HT on the outside antenna. I don't know why, with the beam, but it worked before, but it's not right now. I don't know why. I got my other radio on the bench right now. I'm playing around with something, which is what I wanted to ask you about.
Roger. Well, I am almost home. If it's something... I'm going to keep off the main air you don't have a Cisco, do you? You was going to say you could pass call me.
No, I don't. just didn't want to tie up your question. You know the original node you made for me?
For the most part, yeah.
All right, I want to repurpose it for something, which I'll tell you about later, but basically not using the RF section of it, just using it as a node with this audio and control lines. So you've got this little board in there between the USB stacks, or between the USB stack and the Ethernet stack. Is there a schematic for that, or a pinout, or what's what?
Yes. It should be on the old wxal.blogspot.com, which might, w8fu.blogspot might get you there. Anyhow, I'll find it, because some of the links expired on that. It's been sold. I'll try to get it over to you. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, so one thing I'm going to try and do with it is that I've been experimenting with the other radio, that ICOM I got, the P25 one, and I've been playing around with the auxiliary port on it, and I can get all the lines I need. I was thinking of hooking that node right to it and being able to access, you know, walk around the house with coming in from one node to the other, or anywhere, actually. I could do it and access the radio at home here.
Yeah, I mean, the easiest way, never mind, I was going to say, I generally use transmit audio, I generally use a white wire, and receive audio green wire, push to talk typically orange, and blue is typically COR. So those wires should be coming off that board. That's the four major functions, you know, black is ground. But let me find a schematic for you. And so that's the easiest way to find it, is to not so much look at where it comes off that board, but look at the wires and where they go to on the bow thing. And it'll be pretty obvious that way. But I'll get you a schematic. Don't worry about it. All right, I just pulled up. I'm going to get inside, and I'll look for that shortly and get it to you. W8FU after yours.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I see you got orange, green, white. Little blue wire. So, just real quick, what did you say you usually set those as?
The old Motorola standard, white for transmit audio, green for receive audio. Orange would have been push to talk, you know, ground, will tell the board that there's a push-to-talk request. Let me double-check. You know, that would be push-to-talk out, and then COR would be blue, so that's what's telling the board that there's a qualified signal coming from a... Blue should be the only one going to the back side of the board. There's a small chip on the back side of the bow thing. That's an audio chip, and for COR, I'm just cheating, and I'm just... When they juice that chip, I'm using that as COR. But I'll send you the schematic. All right. Going in. W8S.
All right, very good. Thanks. Yeah, that looks like what I'm seeing here. All right. Catch you later. K8PR. WAVD, maybe KAPR.
10-8-DDF.
KE8ZKC Mobile. This is KE8ZKC Mobile, going northbound on Morris Road in Kingham County at this point. How are you doing today?
EBY, northbound, headed to Mount Morris Road, actually.
Not bad. I'm not on Mount Morris, I'm just on a regular Morris Road. The one that takes you over to Owato. Which is the destination I'm heading to this evening. Got out of work here a little bit ago and on my way home.
Yep, same. I live working in Auburn Hills and live up in Flushing, so get about a 50-minute commute.
Yeah, I live up in Owosso and work in Howell, so, yeah, about the same for me commute-wise here, but it's not a horrible commute. There's definitely worse drives. Could be stuck on 75 or, 696 or something like that, Back roads aren't horrible. Less traffic, nicer things to look at. Thanks for a relaxing drive.
Yeah, that's where I'm stuck at 75. Take that, I got 24 minutes left.
Oh yeah, I don't doubt it. But, cruising here. I take it 75 at the parking lot, as per usual this time of day.
It's not too bad where I'm at. It's bad where the construction starts. And you get that bottleneck. Once you get into it, it's smooth sailing usually. So, it's not too bad right now.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Let's see here. KE8ZKC Mobile, Morris Road and Race Road. Just south of the Shiawassee Hingham County line. And the radio locked into place finally. There we go. Try to move my radio so I can hear you. Well, for whatever reason, I've learned with this network, if you're not on the same repeater, the link is quite quiet. So, I don't got AC in my truck, so I gotta have the windows cracked. So, moved the radio, and then the guy couldn't get it to lock into place on the holder there, and it just locked, so that worked.
Sometimes it could be just how the network's configured or whatever. You get a lot of different machines doing a lot of different things. Some are louder and some are quieter than others.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it was last night I hopped on this one. And there was one guy that was on the same repeater I'm using in Durand. And then everybody else was on the other repeaters. And I'd had to turn it up, turn this crank the radio up all the way to be able to hear them. And the other guy would come on and it would about blow my speaker out. It was kind of funny now, but yesterday it was quite annoying. I had my 6-month-old with me and she was asleep in the back seat. So I was trying to find that perfect volume there. And I forget who was next, and then promptly make a mad beeline for the volume knob. It was funny now. At the time, it wasn't very funny.
Anyway, yeah, it could be just settings and how you're holding the microphone and all sorts of different things go into that. Your radio, if you got the gain set up on, somebody's got a gain set higher than somebody else. Yeah, a lot goes into what comes out.
Oh yeah, so I might let you go here and got to run into the store here real quick. So I'll let you go and I will eventually talk to you some other time. This is KE8ZTC Mobile, 73.
Alrighty,
73. WD8KLL. KF8EFV, monitoring from Perdido Key, Florida. EVQ listening.
I'm sorry, station. You were kind of breaking up while you were coming in there. You want to try one more time?
I'll try, but I should have known better. This is a spot where I don't come in very well. Was that Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec?
Yep, affirmative. This is KF8EDQ.
Cool. My daughter is Kilo Foxtrot 8
Delta Charlie Kilo. So KFAT, and you're KFAT, so you got your license after her. But she hasn't had hers very long, so welcome to the hobby.
Yeah, roger that. Thank you very much for the warm welcome. I think I got it, I don't know, maybe August, June, July, June? No, it was before July, maybe in June then. So yeah, I've kind of dove head first into it, and I got a couple of radios now, and I've even got my general class back in July. So I just set up an HF rig a few weeks ago, and I'm trying my been spinning the dial at that. So, well, I like talking on, you know, hitting the repeaters every once in a while too. So thank you again. What was your call sign?
My name is Tim, and the call sign is Alpha Delta 8 Juliet Lima, 88JL. I was going to ask you what you were doing, what got you into the hobby and what you're doing, but it sounds like you're doing all kinds of crazy things. I'm surprised you didn't upgrade your call sign at the same time.
Roger that. I got an 88JL. So, I don't know. I stuck with the automatically generated one. It just seems fine. I like that there's a Q in it. I don't care to have a vanity call. It took, you know, a little bit of practice, but it kind of rolls off my tongue all right. I gotta let my dog in. She's bouncing up and down. Did you say that your name? Yeah, your name's Tim. My name is Mike. I'm up here in Saginaw. Where are you transmitting from?
Down here in Shelby Township, so 23 in Van Dyke is where I am. And automatically generated call signs. Mine is an automatically generated call sign, for example. But when you upgrade your license, you have the option of getting a new automatically generated. So it doesn't have to be a vanity. It's kind of an ego thing, to be perfectly honest. It lets people know that you have a different level of call sign. That's everything you can tell. Oh, that's a general. Oh, that's an extra. That type of thing. But when it comes to like congesting, anything that's as short as possible is what you're going for. So with a general, you'd be eligible for a 2x2 instead of a 2x3.
Roger that. I didn't know anybody in the hobby. I just kind of was interested in using a walkie-talkie and using a radio for long-distance communication. I got a big kick out of walkie-talkies when I was a kid, and pretty much anything radio-controlled. So I don't know. I fell out of it for a while. I took up computers and learning about Linux administration and Windows administration and all that jazz. So I took up computers for the majority of my 30s, and now I'm 38, and I picked up the radio again earlier this year, and I got my GMRS license earlier this year, and after like a couple weeks of that, I took my technician test, and then maybe a month or two after that, I took my general test. But yeah, I don't know all the ins and outs about what the guidelines are for call signs, but I understand that the shorter the call sign, the more likely that you are that people are, it's easier to remember a four-character call sign. It's less letters, and I understand I'm not going to be breaking any records anytime soon, but I kind of just stuck with it, and anybody that identifies it and calls me out, then I get the pleasure of talking to them just like you are now. So I appreciate you calling me out. What got you into the hobby?
EDQ 88JL. Not at this
similar story to yours. I've known what I wanted to do since I was 8 years old. That was the first time I touched a computer. I'm a computer consultant myself. And I got my license back in December of 2000. I let it lapse. I used it for, maybe 6 months. I wanted to do all kinds of digital stuff, and nobody in the area was doing anything. Nobody was doing radios in the area. It was interesting to me. And I was busy and had a lot going on and a new baby and all this kind of stuff, and let it drop. My son, who is now 16, who's my middle son, who's now 16, he wanted to get his amateur radio license. And I told him, well, if he got his amateur radio license, I would get mine. So I did. I went ahead and got my license. And a lot more digital stuff is being done today. It's finally become a little more mainstream within the amateur radio community. Of course, I missed out on a lot of the really cool stuff, the pre-internet packet radio and stuff like that. I do wish I could do more stuff like that. Even though it has very little practical application, I do enjoy that kind of stuff. But the things that you can do with All-Star Link and Hotspot and that type of stuff is pretty cool, too. I've used Asterisk literally since the turn of the millennium, so things like All-Star Link are a lot of fun for me to play with, that type of thing. So that's the type of stuff that I've been doing lately.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I have yet to set up an All-Star Link. I have an All-Star, Pi hat to put on a Raspberry Pi 3, and I haven't installed the HAM VoIP software. I just haven't done it because there's so many modes, radio modes, I'll call them. I have four DMR hotspots. They're all programmed to different talk groups, and I do Yaeser System Fusion. I've got a couple of DMRs. And like I said, I just set up an HF rig, and I'm going to be hooking up a laptop up to it in no time to start doing FT8. I don't really have a need to do All-Star if I have the DMR hotspots. It does open up quite a few more options for me. I feel like I'm generally a busy guy, and so I do like to talk on the radio in the morning and in the evenings as well. I feel like all my any free time I spend on the radio is sometimes I like to play video games.
You might have turned out the repeater. I don't know.
And then I get to talk on the radio a couple hours a week too, just listening to it or whatever. But I'm typically listening. I just don't always get to respond to people or call them out or talk like we're doing now, because I'm busy doing something else. What kind of computer work? What line of?
Might have turned out the repeater.
I'm in with one of the big three in their high performance computing department. So I add functionality to a supercomputing environment every day. I write code and install applications and stuff like that. What kind of work do you do? 88JL, are you still there, Tim?
Repeater.
I heard somebody break in there when I was on the repeater. I'm going to switch repeaters real quick.
You should be able to hear me now.
Yeah, roger that. This is KFA EDQ for radio ID.
Like I said, you were talking. They were great. Things are working okay on my end, but the computer just cut off. We might have turned it out. It might have, the tenant might have needed a bit to cool off.
Well, I am at my destination, Mike, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. It's very nice to catch you on the airwaves. I look forward to catching you another time, hearing more about the stuff that you're doing. But I got to get my kids to bed. It's time for them to go away. Anyway, hope you have a good evening, and appreciate your time. I'll be clear on your final. This is ADHJL.
Yeah, roger that. Take care, ADHJL. This is, I'll say 7-3 and take care. This is KSA-EDQ. I'm clear and listening.
Is there anybody else here in the Warren area that's listening to this repeater and is hearing the repeater kind of cut as the transmission gets dropped and picked back up?
This is KSA-DPZ. I'm actually up by Mount Clemens. The person just transmitted, because I totally lost your call sign out of my head already. You're the one who was breaking up on this, and the other guy that you were talking to, I heard him the entire time he was talking.
You got into the Warren repeater, you're not going to be able to answer the questions that I was asking. So I do appreciate it. It was a signal thing, but maybe there is something wrong on my end, but I went to, like, a different frequency and was able to get out just fine, came back. And that's what I wanted to know, if anybody listening to the Warren repeater was hearing the cutoff or not. I thought there was something on my end, but I just thought I'd ask. Anyway. Call on
ADHJ. Okay, well, again, I didn't get your call, so if you give me just a few seconds, I'll be right back. I can switch over to the Warren repeater and hit it.
Unfortunately, I don't really have time for that. I really got to get these kids managed. They need some management. So I very much appreciate the offer. In fact, like I said, I was just hoping if there was somebody out there that could answer questions. Unfortunately, I don't have time to sit down. But thank you very much for offering. Again, I'm going to be clear after this. I'll call on ADHJL.
All right, copy that. ADHJL. This is KFATTV on the Warren repeater. And you came through just fine there. And here's with all of that, this is KFATVZ monitoring.
WDA KLL KFATVIC.